money. I went to this one bar in Norfolk.
These are always the best stories that start with, I went to this one bar.
It was scary. Big Fatty might have liked it.
Ooh, what was it like?
It's definitely one for...
Now put this delicately, you don't want to call him old.
I'm not going to call him old. For a more experienced gay man, like Big Fatty.
More mature.
More mature. Yes.
Okay. Were they wearing chaps?
No.
He might not have liked it.
It's called the garage, for fuck's sake.
It's called the garage, for fuck's sake.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now put this delicately. You don't want to call him old.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 483 of the BFO for Thursday. What is it? The 10th of December, 2009. Y'all coming up on today's show? Hopefully, after I play the voice letters, I'll remember to tell you the story about the Chex Mix incident. Oh! Everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well. Now, y'all, today's podcast is going to be a little different because Big Fatty, between the beginning of the podcast and the end of the podcast, will consumed some as Scotty the Aussie, little Aussie battler would say, will be consuming some of the Devil's Drop. Because y'all, I am recording the first part of this up to the point through the voice letters where before the retirement event of the mother. The mother is retiring, y'all, from the coal mine, and we're having a big hoot nanny for her over at the coal mine in just a few minutes. But Big Fatty wanted to get a part of this in. But y'all, there is going to be a full bar. Now, we have gone top shelf tonight, so I will not be having the Tangeray. What? No, we cannot have this. Big Fatty, what do you mean? Y'all, we're moving up to the Bombay Sapphire. And y'all, the reason Big Fatty doesn't drink that is because it gets him way too fucked up way too fast. So, you're in for a treat after the voice letters, because that's when I'll come back and I will record the other part of the show. So you may hear just a little bit of difference in Big Fatty between then and now. So y'all, it'll be worth staying tuned to listen to. Plus, y'all, yesterday I forgot to tell you about the unfortunate Chex Mix incident in the coal mine. Y'all, I was eating the Chex Mix that I had made, and I've given you the recipe for that, and y'all, I zipped the bag. Never trust the Glad zip bags, because I did that, and then I went to put it over on the thing, and y'all, the shit went all over the floor, and Big Fatty went, oh, poor Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And I just want to preface this call that I am a very, very good cook. And so when I heard your recipe on your show yesterday about the balls, I wanted to make them for my friend Scott. So I just wanted to let you know that you said to roll the mixture into balls the size of quarters. So I rolled them into my husband Myron's balls. But they're about the size of half dollars, not quarters. And then you said they freeze well. Well, I just wanted to let you know that he didn't appreciate having his balls frozen. And I don't want to mention what happened when I cooked them for 375 degrees for 15 minutes. No, Myron, no. Apply the green tea salve to them. Oh, no, lovey. The recipe was a disaster. Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I believe that is the first time that Vera has called in to the BFO. Y'all, you know, and she's... Oh, I have to... Life has taken over. I have things to do other than be a sloth. So, y'all, evidently she found some time to call into the BFO. But, y'all, we still have not heard from Scott. So he may be dead. He may be dead from Vera's cooking, but we don't know that. But, y'all, since Vera brought up the topic of a recipe, y'all, I have got a fabulous one for you today. And I'm going to go give you a minute to get your pencils. Get it, Big Party, get it. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, this is one of Big Fatty's favorites, holiday recipes. And y'all, these are, and you're going to go, well, of course it is, Big Fatty. Because y'all, this is for little ham biscuits. Yes. Yes, that sounds just like you, Big Fatty. And y'all, first of all, you're going to need 4 pans of the pre-baked rolls that you get in the bread section. Pepperidge Farm makes them. They have about 20 rolls on an aluminum tray. You'll need 2 tablespoons of yellow mustard. You will need 2 sticks of butter. And y'all, do not go with the oleo or the margarine or the lard. Go with the real butter. And Big Fatty uses the salted butter. Oh! Y'all, you'll need 3 tablespoons of poppy seeds. You will need 1 medium onion grated. And don't get the, but don't buy the fucking dried onion. Do your own onion, y'all. It's worth every bit of it. You'll need 1 tablespoon of the Worcestershire sauce and 1 pound of thinly shaved, thin as they can get it, thinly shaved ham. And it doesn't really matter what kind. I wouldn't use the country ham, but you know, the regular, you know, honey ham or the brown sugar ham or the baked ham, whatever. And 2 packages of the grated Swiss cheese. And these are the 8-ounce packages, y'all. Now, y'all, what you're going to do is you're going to take your electric knife. Now, if you don't have an electric knife, I'm sure you can use a manual one. But I have always used the electric knife. And, y'all, this is the trickiest part of it. You're going to take the rolls out of the pan, and you're going to separate the tops from the bottoms, okay? But you want all of the 20 rolls to stay together because they're all baked together. So you're just going to slice down the center of the rolls so that you can take all of the tops off at one time and leave all the bottoms in the pan. Once you do that, then in a saucepan, you're going to combine the 2 tablespoons of mustard. You're going to melt the 2 sticks of butter. Then you're going to add the 2 tablespoons of mustard, the 3 tablespoons of poppy seed, and the 1 grated medium onion, and the 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire. And you're going to just mix all of that up together. And y'all, you're going to need to have all 4 of these pans sitting out. Because then you're going to take that mixture and you're going to spoon it. You're going to spoon it over the bottoms of all those rolls, all 4 pans of those rolls. And after, and you know, just if the sun, you know, make sure you use every bit of it. Just get them all good and greasy. Then you're going to take that pound of the shaved ham, thin as you can get it, split it into four different piles, equal piles, and then spread it out, each of the piles, spread it out over one of the pans of biscuits, of the rolls. And then you're going to take the two packages of the shredded, and it can be the fine or the coarse grade shredded cheddar cheese. Not cheddar, it's Swiss cheese. Did I say cheddar cheese? I meant Swiss cheese. And you're going to take that and you're going to spread that all over the top of the ham, which is on top of the butter mixture, which is on top of the roll bottoms. Then you're going to put the roll tops on top of all of that. And then you can put them back in the little plastic packages, because, y'all, they freeze well. And, y'all, you can just pull out a whole pan of them and have 20 of them for, you know, a couple of folks over for some drinks and some delicious little ham biscuits. You bake them for 350 degrees for 15 minutes, and, y'all, you talk about good. Let me tell you, you will want to touch yourself inappropriately, just like Miss Kathy did. Now, y'all, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Brett Party, why did you say Miss Kathy touched herself inappropriately? And then you played silence or these nattering noises. Well, y'all, I'm telling you, this call, we're still listening to it right now, by the way. But this call came in from the South Dakotas, y'all. And Miss Kathy is the only person that lives in South Dakota that listens to the BFO. And y'all, she has evidently, I thought that she had pocket dialed the BFO's listener line. But y'all, I know what it is. I know what it is. And this is her way of chewing Big Fatty's ass. She calls in and then she says nothing. But, you know, there's just, see, you hear that? There's just enough noise so that Big Fatty knows that there's somebody on the line. And, y'all, I know why she's done this. And that's because last Friday night, when I was talking about the A-list of people that were in the studio audience for the Little Fatty Cast, y'all, I inadvertently forgot to mention Miss Kathy Bacon, because Miss Kathy Bacon was there in the studio audience for the Little Fatty Cast last Friday night. It just slipped my mind. But, y'all, this is her way of saying, Big Fatty, do not ever forget me when I am in the studio audience, because I love Mr. Larry Vader and I tolerate you, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I have learned my lesson. I will never, ever do that again.
Is this you, Big Fatty?
Yes, I'm here.
Because it doesn't say that it's you.
Well, it's me. I'm telling you now.
Interesting.
Oh, dear gussie.
I'm not going to leave a message just in case this isn't you, Big Fatty, because...
It is me.
It's some random dude saying, please leave a fax or a message.
Oh, dear gussie.
Oh, Big Fatty, I don't know.
I don't either.
If it's you...
It's me, I tell you.
I hope it's you, but if it's not you, I don't feel comfortable leaving a message.
Oh, it's me. Leave it.
So...
Oh, dear gussie.
All right, I'm not leaving a message.
Oh, poopy.
Have a good day, whoever this is.
Well, thank you. Now, y'all, I don't know exactly who that was, but however, that call came from the Seattle area of Washington State. Now, y'all, we know that Teresa lives out there, and as does that Sissy lives out there. But, y'all, I don't know if that was either one of them, but I'm guessing it might be. But anyway, I don't know what was wrong with the telephonic device that it did not say, this is Big Fatty. But y'all, it is Big Fatty. I'm here. So do not let that man asking for a fax turn you away from leaving Big Fatty a message. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Oh, dear gussie. Big Fatty is back from the event, and Big Fatty has been overserved. Y'all, first thing I need to tell you is we did not have the good Tangeray. And y'all, I have grown to understand the importance of the Tangeray. Y'all, we have the Bombay Sapphire, which is supposed to be a step up. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I did not enjoy the Bombay Sapphire. I thought it was because it got me fucked up quicker. But y'all, it is... No! Y'all, it is... It's just not good. The Tangeray 10, that knot over in the Uck sent to Big Fatty... It was much better. And the regular Tangeray, I mean, if you're going to take a step up, go to Tangeray 10. Don't go to Bombay. No, do not do it. Big Fatty has said so. But y'all, it was a lovely event. A lovely event. And Big Fatty was overserved at the lovely event. And y'all, it is hot as a motherfucker here in the hat cave. Oh. Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I've got to take my pants off. Wait a minute. Let me just take these off. Oh, dear God. All right. Pants over there. Okay. Y'all, oh, dear Gussie. I know you're thinking, oh, Big Fatty, could it possibly be a video podcast? No. But y'all, evidently the podcast awards on Saturday night at 8 Eastern, which that Lurie Dean says is the only time zone that matters. I think that's perfect. It's going to be on, what's it called? Ustream. It sounds like a urinary tract disease. Y'all, my glasses are so dirty I can't even see out of them. Oh, Big Fatty, wipe them off. But y'all, it was a delicious event. Y'all, I've got cake. I brought cake home. Can you hear the plastic wrap on the cake? Can you hear the plate? Oh, Big Fatty, we can hear the plate. Please quit hitting the microphone with the plate. Anyway, I've got cake. But y'all, gin and cake does not go together. No, it does not go together, Big Fatty, no. So I'm going to have that for Brofkus. But y'all, it was an event that I thought it didn't, the time did not pass very fast. And yes! It was delicious, y'all, but the food was delicious. They had the shrimp and grits, and they had bacon and cheese and scallions that you could put on top of that. Then they had the beef tenderloin and the cava. They had the cava there to put it on the rolls, and they had the horseradish sauce there, and they had the Charleston crab cakes, and they had, dear Gussie. They had, what else did they have? They had spring rolls, and they had the crostini, which is the bread, crisp bread. Oh, Big Fatty, that is a fancy word, crostini. That sounds like something you need to scrape off of a wart. But y'all, the crostini had blue cheese and caramelized onion dip on it. And they had cake and fruit and cheese. And y'all, I hope this fucking thing gets published. Don't you, boys?
Now put this delicately. You don't want to call them old.
No! Do not call me old! I may be drunk, but not old.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.